This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know about the census, right? The once every 10 years survey of who is here and where they live. There is also, though, something called the Census of Agriculture. It happens once every 5 years. A complete count, says the Department of Agriculture, of U.S. farms and ranches and the people who operate them. And it turns out that the people who operate them are getting older. The average age of American farmers, and this is as of the 2017 Ag Census, is now 57 and a half. That's more than a year older than the 2012 census. Overall, a bit more than a third of American farmers are 65 or older. And as they age out of the fields, those farmers have some big decisions to make. Julia Mitrich has this story of a couple here in California that struck a balance between staying on their farm and the financial calculations retirement brings.
River Hill Farm is nestled below a steep ridge in the Sierra Nevada foothills of Northern California.
I internalized this whole place.
Alan Haight knows his farm by heart, even with his eyes closed.
I know every change in the pitch of the ground. I know where the best soil is. I know where the outcroppings are. I know where the buried rocks are that are too big to move that I avoid hitting with the tractor.
Haight and his wife, Jo McProud, came to farming as a second career in their 40s. Together, they built up a business selling organic vegetables and fruit to folks just down the road in Nevada City. They were passionate about farming, so the watering, the constant weeding, the sweaty summer harvest was worth it. But McProud says it took its toll.
Pushing through those hard times was doable through our 50s. And then as we got into our 60s, just the lack of sleep, the physical stress on our joints. You're not as resilient. Physically, we're getting older.
The couple wanted the farm to continue beyond them, and they needed to draw an income for retirement. But their children weren't interested in farming. So Haight and McProud set out to solve their dilemma by looking for a younger farmer to lease the land. They found Antonio Garza.
I was looking for a long-term opportunity. I'd been farming for, I think it was 7 years at that point.
For now, Garza's got a 2-year lease at River Hill Farm. He has use of the land and equipment. He keeps the profits from selling his crops, and he lives on site. In return, he pays the retired couple rent each month. They all hope this will turn into a longer-term arrangement. And the plan makes financial sense for Garza. Land is so expensive in California, he can't afford to buy a farm. Garza and his partner Dalen Wade crouch in a River Hill farm field, picking broccoli rabe and its lesser-known cousin.
What is it again?
The Spigariello.
Spigariello?
Spigariello rabe. Is also a leaf broccoli, and it's also starting to flower.
The Spigariello greens will garnish pizzas at a local restaurant. Garza has inherited loyal clients and customers that took Haight and McProud years to cultivate. They're content to see their work continue.
It's our baby and our passion and our life. And if we were here watching it wither and die, it would be really heartbreaking. It would be terrible.
Instead, the farm succession's rolling along smoothly. The newly retired farmers live on at their house, overlooking fields and orchards.
I have to say, you know, it's an icy, snowy morning, and looking out and seeing Antonio and Dalen out doing the harvesting the Brussels sprouts this morning, I was pretty happy with my cup of coffee in the house.
When they were farming, Haight and McProud didn't take vacations. Now they get to spend time with their first grandchild. Haight's planning 5 backpacking adventures this summer, and the couple's going on a bunch of road trips. They say they'll cherish time spent together, not talking about the farm. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mitrich for Marketplace.
Julia's story came to us from the California Dream Project. That's a nonprofit media collaboration out here.